The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Joanna's here for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Joanna. What's wrong? Who are you arguing with today?
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, gosh. You know, today it's just my husband. He's being just an old stick in the mud and just doesn't want to move forward in life.
He doesn't want to move forward in life.
So Thanksgiving is around the corner.
Right.
And, you know, going along with the health regimen that we've kind of started, I am going to have a heart-healthy Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I'm going to cook up food that is good for the body and for the soul. You know, we get the commune together as a family.
Okay, so what kind of stuff are you cooking? Are you having turkey?
I am going to have turkey breast, which is better for you, instead of the other fatty stuff, so no legs and things like that, but turkey breast. And, you know, in the past week, deep fried and that other stuff, whatever, and people have basically cinched off their eyebrows and things like
yeah.
that. But, you know, it happens. But, yeah, we're going to have a turkey breast that's going to be baked. We're not going to do oil and things
okay.
like that. So it's better for the heart and body.
Okay, I got it. What else okay. are you doing? What other changes are you making?
Going to have an amazing kale salad that is just going to have this amazing walnut and this dressing on top of it. Oh, it's just an apple.
You're going to have salad.
Yeah. Do you not have
salad, I think? No, I don't think I've ever had salad at Thanksgiving, I'll be honest with you. What other, are you going to do the traditional dishes? Like, I don't know, like mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes?
No stuffing. No stuffing.
No like stuffing?
No stuffing?
No stuffing. That stuff is just really oil and breading and things like that. It's just going to clog up our arteries even worse. But we are going to do sweet potatoes.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
Yes, we're going to have sweet potatoes. We're going to have it boiled and... not going to have any, like, the sugar and stuff on top of it. So it's going to be quite yummy and let the natural nutrients.
Is it going to have boiled sweet potatoes?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so flavorful. Have you ever tried that? It brings out the
flavor. Yeah, when I'm trying to be healthy, not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So what did your husband say when you told him you were having a heart healthy Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, he kind of smiled and everything. But then secretly, you know, I've been hearing that he is going to leave. Like, other people have called up and said... come over and I was like, wait, leave.
All right, hold on. What's your...
Me and the kids?
Joanne, what's your husband's name?
Oh, my gosh. His name is Tom.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on one second. Let's call Tom up. All right.
Hello.
Tom?
This is Pete.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big A Morning Mess.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Oh. Hi.
Hey, Tom, listen, we've got your wife, Joanne, on the phone as well.
Hey, Tom, baby.
Oh, okay. Why?
She's a little upset. She said you're threatening to leave on Thanksgiving because you don't want to eat her food.
Oh, there's no Thanksgiving going on here. There's nothing to be thankful for.
Oh, really now? Your health? Your children, your family, there's a lot to be thankful for. Your health, I'm trying to do right by you, honey.
Well, that's sweet, but no, Thanksgiving is about good food, and there's going to be no good food. So
it's going to be good food. You know I know how to cook. Thank you. It may not be what we're used to, but it's going to be good food.
Well, I appreciate your thoughtfulness, but at the same time, I don't have to be there.
So where are you going to go instead of being with your wife on Thanksgiving eating turkey breast and boiled sweet potatoes?
Oh, I've got family members that know how to cook as well, and they won't be having rabbit food and however you're going to cook the turkey that's not really cooked. And by the way, there's not even drumsticks on this turkey. By the way, and that's not a turkey because that's the only part that's really worth
eating. Yeah, no, I'm with you there. All right, hang on one second, you two. We're going to, we have some people online with some comments. Patty?
Yes.
Hi, Patty, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are
good.
You?
We're doing great. What do you want to say, Patty?
I think she has lost her mind. Oh, my God. She has lost her mind. Thanksgiving is for eating all the good stuff and being thankful for everything that's good.
Yeah.
And going back for seconds, I don't blame him for leaving one bit. I would go somewhere else, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to be healthy all the other days of the year, you know, but it's just like the one day you get to not care, and it's just nice to have that.
Let me tell you something. I talked to my doctor yesterday, and he said, I want to know how many pieces of pumpkin pie you eat. And I said, well, I'll try just to eat one. But you know what? I'm going to eat two or three, you know?
I'm going to eat two or three pies myself.
I know.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Patty. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I mean, that is the truth. By the way, when you go to the doctor, because I have a doctor friend, they multiply everything you tell them. Like, for example, you know, you go to the doctor, they say, how many drinks do you have a week? What do you usually write down?
Like, maybe like six.
Okay. What my doctor told me is they multiply it by five.
Oh, really?
So if somebody says, like, I'll go in, I'll be like, I have like three drinks a week. And they go, okay, 15. Which is probably really accurate.
That's realistic. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what they expect.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Hey, Louie.
Hey, bud.
Hey, man, what'd you want to say?
Basically, first of all, I could tell Tom and his wife been married for years because he's acknowledging and saying thank you for something he probably doesn't even believe in.
Yeah.
But I'm with Tom on this one, man. It's the one day a year that you can eat unhealthy and as much as you want. I mean, if she wants to eat healthy, she has 364 days left to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, do it the day before and do it the day after, but not on the day. Come on.
Yeah.
Right, isn't it also leap year? No, it's not. Well, on leap year, you have that extra day, too, to exercise.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a fat boy, and I'm going to eat all I want that day, then, you know, I'll pay for the rest of the year.
Yeah, if you're fat, you're like, oh, an extra day to eat. If you're skinny, you're like, oh, an extra day to exercise. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Hey, Sophia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you want to say about this woman who's making a heart-healthy Thanksgiving for her family?
Nobody's business what this woman wants to make on Thanksgiving. And if her husband wants something particular, he can make it himself. To me, it's mind-boggling that somebody wants to leave his family on Thanksgiving because his wife does not want to make him what he wants. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, I feel like on Thanksgiving, though, you expect, especially like to go from a deep-fried turkey to a turkey breast.
And it's like a tradition.
Well, maybe that's what's wrong. It's social expectations.
I mean,
why do we expect women to make all those kind of things?
I mean, he's not saying. I just think
he can make it himself.
That's true, but I don't think that she wants that. That's the whole issue: is that she wants to eat healthy.
The thing is, no, that's fine. She can eat healthy if she wants to eat like a pig. It's fine too. But he can't just leave his family because she doesn't want to eat what he wants to eat.
Yeah, I definitely don't think. I don't think that he should leave his family, but I definitely think they should compromise. You know, maybe he makes some pies or whatever,
I think of it like the food court at the mall, right? You go to the mall and everyone wants lunch, so you go to the food court and mom can go get a salad and the kids can go to Chick-fil-A and dad can go to Sparrow and get some pizza. So if moms...
They all have a good time making what they want to make together.
Are you speaking from experience, Mark?
Yeah, that's exactly how it rolls. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Only really everyone likes Sparrow in my family.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what's not to like? Hey, Karen from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, Karen. Now I want pizza. What'd you want to say, Karen?
Well, I wanted to say that I think that she's actually on the right track, but she's going a little bit overboard, and she's also pushing it onto her whole family instead of just her own choices.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. If you want to eat healthy, that's great, but the rest of us want to eat like pigs.
Right, but I think that everybody can still have choices. And
sure,
having the turkey breast is a great idea, but you can easily do like an oven roasted turkey, the whole entire turkey, and she can choose to eat the breast, and everybody else can choose to eat whatever they want.
Right, yeah. There's definitely a compromise situation that can happen here.
Yeah.
I'm all for cooking healthy, but I'll like do a roasted turkey, and you can put a bunch of vegetables in there. Don't use the butter, just use some of the broth.
Uh-huh.
And you can get it crispy by just sticking it on the broiler or having it kind of crisp up so you get that fried kind of crispiness, but it's still healthy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do two carbs, so don't do a stuffing and a potato. Sweet potatoes are great, but you don't have to boil them. You can still put a little bit of olive oil and fry them up, and then they're
no. You got to put like marshmallows on them, and you need fried onions on your green. See, you people are ruining Thanksgiving. I don't know if you know the reason.
Yeah, and cinnamon and like
and sugar and maple syrup. The reason I put bourbon in mine. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, yum.
The reason that the Thanksgiving. I mean, if you go back to the tradition, the Indians came over to the Pilgrims and cooked them all this really unhealthy food, hoping they would get heart disease and die and not steal their land. That's where, I mean, that's where we get Thanksgiving from.
I think you're right.
That's the untold story. They don't tell you that in schools. But that's exactly what happened. They're like, we make them fatty food. They get heart disease. But it didn't work out that way.
It didn't. No.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.